From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. President Obama says he's frustrated that proposed new financial regulations for Wall Street can't get to the Senate floor. Republican senators blocked debate on the legislation again yesterday. Supporters fell 3 votes shy this time. NPR's Audie Corner says Democratic leaders will try again today.
Democrats hope that repeated votes will put pressure on moderates on both sides of the aisle. Senator George Voinovich voted against the bill for a second time because he says he wants more time for bipartisan talks. But the Ohio Republican also says he's prepared to vote for debate to begin on the Wall Street bill if those talks aren't successful.
I think that there's been some depiction of some of this on both sides of the aisle that don't reflect really what it's about, and this might be an opportunity to educate the American people.
The lone Democrat to vote against the bill was Senator Ben Nelson. He's raised concerns about the reach of the proposed Consumer Protection Bureau and with the provision on derivatives that's been a key concern of the Nebraska financial firm Berkshire Hathaway. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Growing concern about the debt crisis in Greece sent stocks lower today. Japan's Nikkei index closed down more than 2.5%. Meanwhile, the head of the International Monetary Fund arrives in Berlin today, trying to win German financial support for Greece. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg reports on Germany's reluctance.
As Europe's largest economy, Germany is key to any bailout of Greece. The Germans would be expected to pay more than $10 billion to help prop up the Greek economy. That's more than anyone else in the Eurozone. So far, though, the German government has been in no rush to write out the check. And time is running out. Not only has Greek debt been downgraded to junk status, but Portugal's credit rating has been cut too. That's fueled concern that the crisis is about to spread across Europe, forcing a number of countries to default on their debts, battering the euro and sparking a new banking crisis.
That's the BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Berlin. Wall Street will be listening for hints about when the Federal Reserve might consider raising interest rates again when the Fed wraps up 2 days of meetings this afternoon. The U.S. economy continues showing signs of recovery, but analysts agree rates should remain low for some time. Stocks are coming off their sharpest drop in about 3 months. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 213 points yesterday. The S&P 500 was off 28 and the Nasdaq dropped 51. That's despite some strong quarterly earnings reports. There are questions today about a passenger aboard a Delta Airlines flight heading from Europe to the U.S. That flight was forced to divert to Bangor, Maine. Officials say federal marshals stepped in after the man claimed he had explosives in his luggage and also a fake passport with him. This is NPR News from Washington. The U.S. Coast Guard is considering setting fire to that growing oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. It would burn off some of the hundreds of thousands of gallons of oil that spilled after an oil rig caught fire and sank last week. NPR's Wade Goodwin in New Orleans reports the burn-off could begin sometime today.
The oil spill has moved to within 20 miles of the Louisiana coast and could come ashore in the next 3 days, depending on the winds. The efforts to plug the well, which is leaking 1,000 barrels or more every 24 hours, have been unsuccessful. Crews are using robotic submarines in an attempt to shut off the flow from what is called the blowout preventer. It's a massive valve on the floor of the seabed, which is designed to shut off oil spills before they occur. But the blowout preventer did not stop the explosion and fire last week, and robots have not been able to activate it to stop the oil flow from the well. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, New Orleans.
Florida's governor says seeing that oil spill in the Gulf by air convinces him that offshore drilling is a bad idea. Governor Charlie Crist got a look at the spill yesterday, calling it absolutely unbelievable in size. It's about 80 miles by 40 miles. He says Florida lawmakers should give up the idea of offshore drilling, that the risks to the environment are too high. The Iraqi government says it's investigating claims that detainees were tortured at a secret makeshift prison in Baghdad. The group Human Rights Watch says the torture there was routine and systematic and involved mostly Sunni prisoners. The New York-based group says its findings are based on interviews with 42 men who were transferred from that prison. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.